لبيك يا حسين،
لبيك يا حسين،
لبيك يا حسين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا، رحمة للعالمين، أبي القاسم محمد. والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise and glory belongs to Allah, the creator of this universe, the one who created every single thing, the one who's almighty, all-powerful, who has complete control of his creation, the one who has given the ability for the oppressor to give the punishment and the atrocities to the oppressed, and who has given the ability for the oppressed to stand up against the oppressors of the time. The only reason why he gives long life or an opportunity for the oppressor to oppress is so that that being can acquire the greater punishment of the hereafter. And the reason why the oppressed is given the ability to stand firm and to stand on the principles of the ones who passed away, the ones who stood for justice and peace, is so that they can acquire the greatest reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy and beneficence can give.
Indeed.
Today we stand witness with Allah. Allah is our witness that we are standing in front of Him. Our voices are going through the ears of the universe, and we're asking Him through His mercy and compassion to put strength in these voices so that all of the oppressors around the world who hears our voice will shake in their boots, and our hearts united will give us the strength to be able to do the sacrifices which are necessary for the injustices to finish.
Nare Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Nare Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Nare Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
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 Labbaik ya
Hussein! Hayat min nazilla! There was a day under the sky. There was a day when the eyes had arrows, when the eyes were gouged out, when the mothers were seeing their 8-year-old, 13-year-old, 18-year-old sons being martyred in front of their eyes. When an old father saw his young son torn into pieces. When under the sky there was an old father who dragged the body of his young son. There was a man who was being hit by stones. And every time the stone would hit, there was cheer in the gloomy air that was filled with the screams of the loved ones of this man. That time was in Karbala. The blood that was shed on this earth was the blood of the Prophet. The reason why their atrocities, the greatest of all atrocities, is because of the blood that was spilled in Karbala, was the blood of the best of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through that we gain strength. difficulties that we have to face in the way of truth and justice. There's nothing that becomes hard for us. Today we have an opportunity to be able to show to all of those people who are following the footsteps of the oppressors that we have learned from Karbala, that the lesson we have learned is that all of these atrocities that you are committing will not stop us from the path of justice, peace, liberty and freedom for every single one.
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!